Welcome to the round table.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. Stop the party.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
Hey, my daughter, man, you're so windy in PE. Isola was windy as well. You're right, guys.
The weather's weird.
You wake up and it's warm. It's hot, actually.
It's very hot because I remember taking off my sweater that I was wearing. I always sleep with the sweater on. But yesterday, I just decided. And the day before, I was like, nah, man.
What happened to pajamas, dog?
I'm not a pajama person. I'm just not a pajama guy.
Has and he turned laundry unprofessional, guys.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't like people that don't wear pajamas.
No. Man.
I'm even, like, to the point where there's some pajamas I bought specifically.
Yeah.
For chilling at home. Yeah, Lamba and his nib.
Okay.
And the lalingazo.
All right.
But.
Sounds cool.
It's not loungewear. There's a difference, Muslim. It's not loungewear. It's pajamas. As I'm saying, pajamas. Give on a good night. I don't know why they do those things. It's corny, Lando. But anyway.
What, you want them plain with?
We're plain. Make them navy. Make them green. Make them white. Make them beige. Whatever color you choose. But just make them plain. You don't have to say, wake up in the morning.
Hi.
Hello, sleepy
hello,
head.
Sleepy head. That's exactly stupid. The one that I was thinking about.
That's stupid, guys. Oh, yeah. No. But it's unprofessional to wear pajamas, especially when you're older. Shame. Guys out there
wear pajamas.
It's unprofessional to wear pajamas.
No, man. Just fuck us some shorts there, Rocky shorts and...
That is the most stupid thing I've ever
heard. And an ANC t-shirt and you sorted, man.
Got your soul seat.
Your soul seat, your Farah boxes and a young Spencer.
No, Betunan. Like, I really like a person that wears pajamas. Males that wear pajamas. Guys, my dad wears pajamas. So, and go. I'm not a tunnel.
He always rocks like a tracksuit. Like, he's don't
lie. But he's got summer pajamas, he's got winter pajamas.
Yeah, I always use pajamas.
I've grown up. I've even stopped that thing of wearing pajamas. Not funny. I don't do that. That's unprofessional.
You're about to sleep.
So.
It's not like if you color block and you mix and match, you're going to have bad dreams. It's not like you're gonna have bad dreams, man. Come on.
This is our pelang wong a fani kaloko.
Oh, so
the one at the top is gonna be older than the bottom. Okay, the bottom's gonna be older than the top because vele you always wear the bottom.
Oh yeah, I see.
It makes sense, man.
Nah, man. Me, it's sweatpants and a t-shirt with the soul to your ANC. I'm good. Whatever, man.
Other people's your birthday suit.
That's crazy. That is crazy. I don't understand.
Who's going to get
what if we get it, bro? I think she'll get it. And then... I think she'll get it. Yeah. No,
that joke.
That can't be the vibe.
Now you have to be fighting.
It's like, who get it? Who's a shower?
That's my biggest fear.
That's the worst.
That's my biggest fear. And it was... When you wash your face, because I wash my face in the shower, and you close your eyes, and you're like, damn, I hope nothing happens. Like, the next couple of seconds, nothing is supposed... I watch too many movies, though.
Imagine those kind of guys, the shape of your face.
Yes.
When you open your eyes, the summer that you don't know, the bathroom, like, on some... Yay! Get your shit together. It's go time. That would be crazy. Oh, bro, man.
I remember Washlobe does this all the time to me. And she knows I hate it. She knows. I hate it so much. To the point where I always shout her.
Yeah.
She says, And she waits until I'm washing my face.
Mm-hmm.
She waits, and then as I dry my face, she's standing there in the bathroom. I get such a fright. It's messed up. She needs to stop that. I don't like that thing.
That's really scary, though.
That's
really scary. Because only in the lang I've been young at that time. You know, you're just doing your thing. You're good.
I used to listen to music in the bathroom. Now I don't anymore, so that I hear footsteps because galoko kukwabandu that creep.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, yeah, bo? Yeah. Man, a creeper, man, guys. I don't think they're a creeper. I just think that we watch too many movies.
I think so too, man.
Because no one is waiting for you to get into the shower and then ube vulnerable ngolahlob. No, if umdia funu kwenza whatever, uzawuyenza wethu nanini na.
That would be the worst. That reminds me of when I was chilling here at home alone and then something just broke. Some glass broke. I was so scared. I'm like, hey! Which one? What's going on? Hey, for, you alone in the whole house, dude. Like, it's such a big house. But you're alone, and then there's and around about 10, no load shedding, nothing. It's all lit in the house. I'm like, okay, cool. Watching TV in the other room. Quink! I'm like, yo! Now I'm walking around trying to search. You know, that scary, that scared walk where you're like,
hey. It's the movies. It's the movies.
But nothing showed up. There was nothing. There was really nothing. I don't know, man.
I wonder what it is because it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't make sense. Really, really doesn't make sense. But anyway. What are you laughing at?
No, I'm just laughing at the fact that you had a scared walk.
Of course, dude. You never know. What if it's going down?
It's where?
In the house somewhere. There's glasses everywhere in this house. There's sliding doors everywhere and all of that. So definitely, you know.
Oh, that's why I don't like sliding doors. You're right, guys. But
yeah.
But you know, I think most of the time people don't break sliding doors.
Yeah, true.
They don't. True. They don't. It's not like umtuzofika, like throw a stone at it and come in. You know, it's not like that. No, I just think I'm just paranoid.
Yeah, that's always whack. That's whack entry though. That would be so whack for someone to break. It's usually like some sneaky window, you know, that they go through or something like that, but never just the full sliding door. Or they take it out sometimes though.
Don't even say it.
They take it out sometimes.
But there's this other thing that prevents that from happening. Like I think they do try and take it out, but then when they take it out, ipeli jinga, and you're like, okay. Yabo. Yeah. So at least there's that measure. Yes. But iyatika lando man, like why must we think about I was going to say corruption. Why must we think about crime all the time?
Dude, because it's always there. Giri, last week people were breaking in next door while we were busy working in the yard.
Guys, you can literally see that there are people next door.
Dude.
Anjani mapara.
Dude, standing on the baki, you can see that there's someone working, doing something.
Do you really think you're not going to get caught?
But those guys went and sat under the tree in front of the house. Yeah, well, and then they were watching the movement and they were like, they probably were like, oh, okay, they're probably doing their own thing. Let's do our thing. And then they started breaking down the wall.
With a...
with that big zimbi there.
It was a railway track.
Yes.
That thing is heavy.
Gotta stop nonsense. And then it broke. Clearly it doesn't stop the nonsense.
Oh my goodness.
And then I had to run out and chase one of these guys and got to him. Yo, that boy blitzed. Yo, he ran, eh? Yo, he ran. I got him with a nice clap though. And then
I really don't think that you were clapping him for that. You were probably clapping him for your own things.
Yeah, no man. I was pissed off already. I had other things that were going on.
Yes, that's when these people... Like, why must you think about criminals? Like, all the time. My dad says, if things are like this now, imagine when we get older, like their age.
Yeah.
Would you know people are going to just waltz into your houses and just take plates and just go?
That's true.
And I'm like...
That's true, bro.
How what, guys?
Because the situation's getting worse. it doesn't get better, and it won't get better anytime soon. So it's just going to keep getting worse. Poverty and all of that.
No, but up in South Africa, you are, guys, it's too much.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's what's up? Much. It's the round table. We are back. Sorry for cutting you off like that, but I just wanted to start the show real quick. What's up, guys? It's the round table, episode 5. We're back. Hey, man. Hey, man. I know people are probably like, what the hell's been going on? But me and my host went in the same place, you know, and we decided that we weren't gonna like have a show because we don't want to do that virtual thing.
Yeah,
it's not cool, man. I don't like it, you know.
And it's not personal, like it's not our style.
Yeah, we probably won't even get to laugh the same way and probably engage the same way if we're doing it like virtually. So we decided that we were gonna wait up until we get together, and then we're gonna kick ass, yeah, and have the show. But uh-huh. Yeah, man, we're here. I'm Spoo, for all of those people that are new, aka the middleman, aka Jew, aka yeah. That's me. And this is my co-host Aviwe. You say the AKAs.
AKA Mikey. Like I'm just that person now.
She's sticking with the Mikey.
I'm sticking with the Mikey. Yeah. I'm not going to say those cool names. Mm-hmm. I used to have a very cool name, but
It's still cool, and it's you haven't outgrown it. You know, JoJo is still within you.
You know what it is?
You have to be JoJo.
I will always be JoJo.
Exactly. It's actually like our clan name, right?
Yeah, it's our clan name. But I just chose that one. And then everyone, especially here in PE, everyone was like, oh my gosh, there's that JoJo.
But it's super cool, man. It's really super cool. It's like the whole Primo thing.
Friend of mine used to say, like he used to take advice, just say, Joe. And it's not Joe as in your Joe, yeah, you want? No, yeah, yeah, it's yeah. Just like Joe.
Yeah,
yeah, Joe. Yeah, what's up? And I just be like, okay, so now it's a guy. It's a guy name now, but
it's really cool though. I like it. I like JoJo. I think we should actually use the Joe. We should start using the JoJo.
Yeah. Okay. AKA Aviwe. AKA Mikey, JoJo.
AKA JoJo.
Yeah, let's Mikey. Mikey, guys, not on social media.
Yeah.
Mikey is like Makaz, like auntie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's just say JoJo. No, let's stick to JoJo. Yeah, JoJo.
JoJo it is. JoJo yeah. It is, right?
Yeah.
JoJo it is. What's been happening, man? You good?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I've missed recording. I will not lie.
Yeah.
It's just become part of my weekly thing that I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's therapeutic.
It's really nice. Like, besides us, like, doing it, pushing it, it's just a nice thing to do, right?
Yeah.
It's a nice thing to just sit it's around fun. And just have a drink and talk.
Yeah, you know? It's fun. We talk about, and sometimes most of the time it's informative because you hear of what other people are thinking.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. That's what a whole podcast is all about, actually. Mm. You know, it's just about informing some. Well, it's always informative because there's always opinions and all of that, you know, involved.
And obviously, entertainment.
Yeah, man, definitely. But, dude, this past 2 weeks, it's 2 weeks, right?
It doesn't feel like 2 weeks.
It doesn't feel
like
2 weeks. It really doesn't feel like 2 weeks.
No, it's not 2 weeks. It's a week and a couple of days. It's a week and a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Week and a day. So much has happened, though.
A lot has
happened. Last weekend, that other weekend. It's been crazy.
Now I'm thinking last weekend. I'm thinking that's September.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude. I think we need to address the elephant in the room. First things first. Okay.
Which is what?
I didn't get to we weren't in the same place when this was happening. The Casper and Pretty Ugly fight. Did you see
Even watch it.
Did you see like clips on the internet at least?
I didn't watch the clips.
Yo!
Because I'll tell you why.
Pretty Ugly got knocked out.
Nandi, I'm telling Pretty Ugly. Besides his career
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
his kutwa une loser element. No.
Ah, come on.
I don't like that. I like him as a person.
Yeah, no, he's a very cool person.
During lockdown, I used to watch their YouTube channel. But okay, Askolab, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Tell me about the fight, because all I saw was he got knocked out.
Yeah.
Ubuntu was like,
for real?
Really? Okay, look, he has internet, you know? Social media is crazy.
Nah, man, but it wasn't that. It was a bad knockout. I won't lie. It was a bad knockout.
It was short.
It was a very short fight. 1 minute, I think a round of boxing lost for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? But that, he got knocked out around 1 minute and 30.
First round!
Yeah! Yeah!
I'm sorry.
One minute, 1 minute 30 seconds, 1 minute 37 seconds, somewhere there. Boom! And then he got up. It reminded me of when I got a concussion here at Grey PE, dude. And I was playing rugby. Never touched a rugby ball after that. Never. So, he got up. He threw nice punches.
Really?
Yeah, but first few seconds of the match, you would think that pretty ugly's got.
Okay.
He was there. And then, all of a sudden, the tables turned. Casper just got and started throwing those punches. And then one, two. And then he went down again. Then he got up. When he tried getting up again, yo, stumbled, went for the ropes. And then the ref was like, tie. No. You're going to die, dude. You're going to die.
Really?
Yes, but there's so many like advantages that Casper had anyway. Casper's bigger than
obviously.
He's bigger, he's taller. And that makes him obviously stronger. He's got a bigger reach.
Okay, than
Pretty Arc. But he did well, man. And I like the fact that he took his L. And he actually went on a live, I think, 2 days after the match.
Really?
And then he was like, he'll take his L. He'll take his L.
Yes.
He's a human being after all. I mean, when you tell your story and you Superman all the time, it gets a bit boring, you know.
Yeah.
You need to get those ludes, those L's.
Yeah.
You need to get those L's. So I was like, I like this guy, man. You know, I really like him, because if it was anyone else, then it would be the end of the world.
Yeah, and also they would have just made such a big deal out of it.
Exactly.
Casper.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he's done this before.
Ah, dude. I really liked how he took his L, man. And I'm pretty sure that Ubuntu understands this whole thing. Dude, it's boxing. It's unpredictable.
And it's real.
It's real.
It's not being acted.
Exactly.
It's real.
It's real, Landulea. And boxing is not easy, bro.
It's not easy. It's not
boxing
an easy sport.
Boxing is not easy. I saw this other guy, I think Logan Paul or the Paul brothers, one of them.
Mm.
That guy, when he trains, like weights on your head, and then you do like this up and down movement where you're training your neck, so whenever you take a punch, it doesn't, you know, you don't just... If I would be there and take a punch from like Casper, he'd probably knock me out dead. Because I'm not trained to take those kind of punches, because it's not just about throwing the punches,
it's about taking the punches as well.
Yeah, but and your defense being on lock. And then another thing, Pretty Ugly wasn't blocking. His defense was bad.
Oh.
Yeah, but so I'm thinking...
Who was training him?
I think he was training for throwing in at the punches and not for...
Or for defending himself.
Yeah, not for defending himself. Yeah, but his defense was really bad. And he even said on the live, shame, man, poor guy. But, you know, he got his bag. He got a bag. Casper made a lot of money from it. He also got a bag. At least, but I like what Casper's doing for the industry. You know, it's a really big deal, this whole fight thing, because there's money involved, a lot of money. Yeah, well.
I just heard.
Yeah.
That after the fight.
Yeah.
They were like, no, Casper must take on Siv. I don't know whether you know Siv.
Yeah. And he was mising.
Siv was like. Okay, let's go. Siv is amazing, bro.
Siv is hectic. I actually found out to like put the pictures on now. Oh, so we're gonna start now.
So you know Siv.
Yeah. We're gonna start now posting the pictures of the people.
And then Siv was like, oh, and then someone was like, they must take Clint Brink.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
He used to act.
Actually, I'll quickly Google. Yeah.
He's also he also trains a lot.
Clint
Brink. He used to sing. I think he still sings. And then he used to act as well. Why are you talking about? Save on the Land. No, it wasn't Save on the Land.
Backstage! It was on Backstage! Backstage! We don't shame them.
Yeah, that guy.
Scandal, man. He was on Scandal as well. Right?
I never really watched Scandal.
Does he box? This guy?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
He trains.
He's just there.
Yeah, he's just.
Okay. Yeah, I know Siv though.
Siv is hectic.
I saw Siv.
I love Siv.
I saw him punching someone or knocking someone out and doing splits after that. I was like, this guy's crazy. And I saw him punching a punching bag with high heels on. I was like, no.
He's crazy.
Too much. It's too much. Guys, Casper will never make it with him. But Big Zulu accepted his.
I can't tell Big Zulu.
I got some better. Better than I got but I got some better.
He doesn't want to.
I don't know why he doesn't want to. It would be a nice bag for both of them, even if he loses. But I don't think he's ready to take that kind of L, especially with what he's doing right now, with what's happening. I think the beef just got like revived. You know, I thought it was dead.
It's old.
Yeah, it's biltong now. Someone was saying that on Twitter. It's like, yeah, this beef is biltong now.
It is biltong.
Yeah. It's so dried out and dead. But, you know, it's show business. And people love that kind of drama. So, yeah, it's bound to push Isales' guy, a.k.a. definitely, and Casper's. Because they're doing that thing of bringing the light to them now. They know how to do that, dude. It's a publicity stunt that we all should be seeing now. I mean, AK is about to drop like an album, so he needs all of that attention on him. Yeah, but so that's why he even performed Composure in front of Casper, which was crazy. And then the internet went wild. And then everyone was like, AK, we need a lip.
But I perform a lengoma.
Yeah.
In front of you. I'm trying to think of a line that is extremely like...
I'll put the video on. He actually, when the beef started, I mean, when he was about to perform the song, he said, where you at, nigga? Where you at?
Oh my gosh.
I want you to take this to the chest. I'm like, oh my God, it's about to go down. Then the beat dropped. But he said, when it's time to battle, it's time to battle. Yeah, well, which makes me think that he's really hip-hop, a.k.a., you know?
He is hip-hop.
He's really hip-hop. Yeah, because he knows how to taunt and he knows how to battle. He doesn't want this boxing stuff. No, let's take it back to the music.
Yeah, and a.k.a., Ayolandos Ayak, it's not his style to be fighting, to be, you know, he's not involved in those things.
Yeah.
He just wants them to battle as artists.
Yeah, musically.
And musically,
yeah.
And put this thing to bed.
Yeah, man.
And I don't know, man. I don't know if AKA would...
Which side do you follow? Are you more of Casper or more of AKA?
I'm more AKA.
Oh, okay.
I don't really like AKA because of the person he is. He's very arrogant.
Yeah.
But he's a great artist. He's a great performer.
Yeah.
He's an amazing performer.
Yeah.
So he's a celebrity, man. He is a celebrity. He knows how to be one. He behaves like one.
Yeah. No, he's carried hip hop, Shem.
Yeah.
He really has carried hip hop. But there's a lot he has to catch up on because of all the things that have happened.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be easy for him to just drop an album and go gold and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's been through a lot.
He's been through so much. So much. And he actually went to his first podcast and now he did his second one. So
he's trying.
He's really trying to get out there.
He's trying to get out there. Yeah. And I remember at first when he, after this whole thing had happened, and then he went to his interview. That one didn't go too well.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go too well. And Naye, I don't think he was being arrogant then. I think he was just in defense mode. He just quickly went into that defense survival mode.
The one with Tabudi.
Yeah.
I don't like Tabudi.
I love her.
I don't like
her. She's great. She works so hard, that girl.
I don't like her. I really don't like her.
Why?
No, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at people and you look at them with that eye, she looks like that kind of person, like, ooh, what's this doing here? Take this away from me. I don't drink this. I don't do this. She looks like that kind of person.
Oh, my God.
But behind closed doors, she will drink your cordons. Yeah, well, when she's around people, she looks like that kind of, she gives me those kind of vibes.
Those vibes.
You know, those celebrity vibes. Yeah, well.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Ordinary people like us are also like that.
Jeez.
I don't like those kind of people. That's celebrities, I understand, because you have to have this, you have to be Tabudi.
Yeah,
but now, lousy of you.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to be a dude. Me, I'm not that. I'm not that petty.
Yeah,
I'm not that petty. If you take me, you're my friend. I get there, I chill. Uto no, guys,
of course, you'll be with it.
I'm not going to be like, I don't eat that.
Yeah,
no. Oh, no, no.
I'll make a fire. My nails.
Can't I'm wash going dishes. To make that fire. My nails are going to burn.
Yeah.
I have never made a fire in my life, but I can do it.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you know what? Masim tell it to Masit.
Yeah.
That are just not like that.
No,
ordinary human beings.
That sucks, dude. That really
sucks. I have a real problem with those people, Shem.
That really sucks. Like, that would be the worst. Now, I've never come across like anyone who would pull those kind of stats
really
around me. Yeah, well, I would call them out. Like, I move. Which one? What's happening? Why are you acting brand new?
Why are you acting brand new?
Why are you acting brand new? Like, what's going on?
Bruh, it's like, I'm just remembering. In the umfino.
Sure.
Umfino, I used to eat it when I was growing up.
And
why
is it in Dongan? Besides umfino, man, what was it called again?
Jute. And I used to love that.
That's the shit, bro.
And then I went to someone's house,
mm-hmm.
and I think they were coming from my house.
Yeah.
And then we went to their house.
Yeah.
And then when we got there, and then the aunt was like, "Oh, I guess you know you to tina up. Oh, so no fee no tina up." And I was like, "Oh my word, really?
Yeah.
Give
throwback.
You know, this mm-hmm. is a throwback for me." And it was, I can't disamu and everyone is like, "Hi man, nangum fee no nangum fee," but it's not. And then I remember the person that I was with was like, "You don't have to eat this."
Come on.
I was like, come "No, on, this is what I'm here
this
for.
This is my shit.
This is me.
This is where it's at." Yeah.
You know, so just because we now modern doesn't mean that we must let go of it. I mean, Sam, but we do events.
Yeah.
When we get to Eslalin.
Yeah.
All the time. And sometimes I do take a sip of it.
Nice,
at home,
dude.
We don't make umkombot, yeah, but I do take a sip for respect and all of that, you know. But hey, kukopanya manat, handu salam kombot. Now, though, it's just something about plung.
Nah, man.
It's not even umkombot, oktua, ingo, is nya, nya, whatever.
Like that.
No.
Yeah. People. Yeah, but in this situation with the whole Mfino thing, people have this thing of looking at the situation. Yeah, but like, oh no, they're good, you know, but they've got this and this and this, they're modern, and all of that, and then they'll try and like they'll want you to be that person, you know, like wherever you go visit them. Could you song on a mask? Dude, it's where it's at. Let's do this.
Because that's how we grew up eating that.
We grew up eating that. Subonango, sushi, and all of that.
Uyabona?
Nothing has changed. You know? Exactly.
People still know me as my second name.
Exactly.
Which I'm not going to say, but... And I will always be that person.
Yeah.
And my grandmother gave me that name in hopes that...
You don't ever lose.
Change. I don't change. So,
yes. Because of this whole modern culture and all of that. It's not a bad thing for people to stick more to the modern side of life or the Western thing, the Western culture, because that's how life is right now. We've adopted that, you know. Not that we've lost ubutina.
We haven't lost
ubutina, but we've adopted izinto zasese, this is the Western side of things, yabo. It doesn't mean that we no longer abotjojo no namaqoqo and all of those kind of things, yabo.
And I think it's not only us that suffer. A lot of people do suffer those things.
Yeah.
And they iskibenga titlana bebuyela, I think, back to their homes. Iskibenga ti, they don't fit in anymore.
Yeah.
To know, I don't do this thing anymore. I understand if it's now a religious thing. So now you're like, no, I don't do isn't just tea. Okay, fine. I respect your religion. But don't now decide that I was because Tina Sikule. And my daughter loves that culture. She wants to know more about it.
Yeah.
And we're not really into that culture a lot, but we do have elements of it coming through. And I want to teach her that ungumxhosa as much as ungu Aluma Thompson, and we do this.
And I think it's even harder for us because of the surname, yabo. It puts more pressure on us to actually teach abazayemva kwethu. But listen, just because we've got this surname that sounds like this, it doesn't mean that we are this, yabo.
Yeah.
This is where we fall. That's how it should be. That's how we should do it. Even people that are out there as well that have like you surnames as Jacobs and all of that, you know, have to teach your kids that listen, just because we're Jacobs don't mean that, you know,
you're not going to be Catherine.
Yeah, you're not gonna be Catherine now. Okay.
You're from Colossa.
Exactly. Exactly.
K Jacobs.
Coming here. So we really need to teach our up and coming kids and people that listen, this is who we are. Don't ever lose this, because if you lose this, you're gonna end up being cultureless.
And gengoku uzaw end up adopta a culture ungayazi yo no yazi.
Exactly. And because that's going to mess with your confidence, because you don't know who you are. You don't know where you come from.
Yeah.
You get me? Yeah. I was about to say like so-and-so, but no, I don't want to make those kind of examples.
It's
going to be very controversial, and I don't want to be that guy who does that. Maybe later or not now.
I know someone that was really struggling with the identity thing.
Yeah.
And I totally... completely understand why, but at the same time, being a sabafumani balance, I think lando yoba no bazali that come from two completely different cultures and is it ethnic groups?
Yeah.
So I think it does complicate bomi bomdana, especially nowadays. Between people are going through a lot.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So. I don't want to get into it, it's a culture. You need to find a balance.
Yeah.
You need to really find a balance, Shem.
Sorry, man. Going back to the whole artists thing and all of that, which song do you do you resonate with more? Sete or Lemons to Lemonade?
Sete.
Okay. I didn't see this coming.
Really?
Yeah.
It's on my playlist. even today when I was driving out, put it on sete.
Also, you jam it like you really listen to it.
I do.
Do you know? I felt so stupid when I was in the club on that other night. I was like, I didn't know what was happening. Yeah, but at first, I was like, oh, okay, cool. We're just jamming, chilling with the boys, having a few. And then, like, security started, you know, doing those things where, like, open. Yabo.
Mm.
I'm like, which one? What's going on? Yabo, we first got there and we paid to go inside. Mm. So everyone was like, probably a DJ coming, yabo. Mm. And it was like 50 bahts. I'm like, all right, cool, let's pay this. Mm. And we go inside and then, dude, they started, like, putting order into the whole crowd. Like, yo, listen, move this side, barricade here. The gates closed. No one outside. Like, all right, cool, sure. Probably someone coming. And then this guy just passes. Like, and then people started saying, that I'm excited. I'm like, I know this guy. And then it was KO.
Oh!
Like, I know which one? No. And then he went on. Then he started performing, sang Ooh Kara Kara was one of the songs.
Oh gosh, like I'm such a KO fan. I should have been there.
Kara Kara, son of a gun.
I am a
That's me. And then Gangster Love.
Oh my word! I'm like, all of these songs, they like,
dude. And I was shook. I'm like, oh, okay. And then it got to sete, and then that's when I didn't sing because I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I just know that. Grading sete.
Oh my gosh.
Or something like that.
Yeah, but...
I'm not there by the lyrics, but I get the hype.
It's a very nice song.
He performed the song 2 times.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
He really performed the song 2 times. And everyone was crazy in the club. I'm like, okay.
This is the one.
And then I downloaded it. And then I listened.
And then
now I can say I understand. Yeah, I'm not saying that I mess with
it. I was about to ask.
I'm not saying that it's my cup of tea. No. My cup of tea is on the other side of the pond. Yeah, boy.
I only downloaded the other song last week.
Yeah. And how does it sound though?
I need to listen to it once.
Mm.
I listen to Sete like every second day.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay, I haven't listened to it. Okay, every second day.
Okay.
I stick to that.
Okay. Now me, it's the other song, man. But I don't listen to music that much anyway because I
Why don't we listen to music anymore? Because I realize that my downloads are not as much as I used to. I used to download a lot of music.
Now
I don't anymore.
I don't know, man. I think we're not exactly exposed to a lot of music, you know? And I think it's because of social media as well. Yeah, well, because people don't really post. I've got this thing on Instagram where you show which songs, which artists are going to be dropping.
Okay.
On the Friday.
Mm.
Because it's always like on Fridays. Yeah, well,
mm.
Friday, midnight. Thursday midnight.
Okay.
Leading on to Friday. There's always songs that are going to drop. So I always go to that page. If you follow that kind of thing, then you're going to download a lot of music. Because I've realized that I have a lot of music on my phone that I don't listen to. Yeah, bro?
Okay.
But I just download for the sake of, Zynga is dropping. Yeah, bro?
Okay.
Muzi is dropping. Banban is dropping. Let me go download. And I'll listen umhlambing galo mean whenever that day comes.
Okay.
But I don't take priority. It's not a priority for me to be like, oh no, I need to jump on this song. I need to understand what's happening. I need to. That's not how it is. So I'm thinking social media has actually made us not listen to music that much anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because these guys are not posting as much and they're not putting money into their songs as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because ingoma yenzwa imali too.
Yeah,
if you've got the money to promote the song, you put it on every single social media platform and put it on radio stations because there's money involved in that as well. You know, as much as people will say, no, I don't pay to get played on radio. You lie. You get paid to get your song on radio, you know. So that's my assumption. Social media and people not having enough funds to actually push their songs.
Hmm.
But we do get those kind of songs that will trend, like your Lemons to Lemonade, your CDs, and all of that. But that's how I think about it. That's why I think we're not downloading as much music anymore. And downloading is a hassle, man, especially on these phones of ours. Don't know.
It is, I guess.
It takes some time, you know, for you to download. I remember with BIS, like, you know?
Ah, dude, but what do you mean it takes some time? Because you always have Wi-Fi.
I understand, but it's just sometimes you go into the song, you stream it, right?
And you listen,
and then you forget to download.
Okay, I thought I was probably outgrowing music or something.
You're not and you'll never outgrow music, because there are those songs from back in the day that you still love to this day.
I know, but I was like, you know, I'm a Zonke fan, and I was like, I haven't listened to album of Zonke, my favorite one.
But at what time do you listen to Zonke?
When I used to travel a lot, I used to listen to Zonke a lot.
Oh, I think another thing is that when we travel, we don't play music anymore because we've got so much shit to say. We've got so much to say. We talk a lot, guys.
The radio is never on.
Yeah, 4 hours from Queenstown to PE. No music, nothing.
Why, guys? Like, we just honestly talk. Why? At some point, I just keep quiet.
Get a content. It's a lot.
My dad always says, "Ninga ifakilendo kwi podcast."
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Content, dog. We're always talking. Yo, we're always talking, though.
Ninga ifakilendo kwi podcast app.
We're always talking, man. We're really always talking. But what else happened? What else has been happening? What's been happening?
Rocking the daisies.
Rocking the daisies, hey?
I saw people selling their tickets, though.
Why? Like,
just before the event.
It's always like that, yes. It's always like that.
There's always that planning
there's
thing.
There's always people.
You know that thing where you plan? That thing that I spoke about, where you get late and then you plan with your friends, and then you're the one that has the money, and then you start buying the tickets. Like, you know what? Let me fucking buy these tickets.
Just like...
And then you buy the tickets.
Just like my friend.
Yeah.
He was like, no, you know what, Tommy? And he wasn't gonna mean he's like, I'm like, okay, get him. No problem. Let's do this. He's like, okay, I'm gonna buy tickets. I was like, I'm not gonna buy tickets. I'm not gonna buy this ticket.
Because this thing flops.
I know. And then I was like, this guy's lit.
Yeah.
You know?
It's always the case.
You know, he's lit, and he's probably like, you know what? Happy, and no Airbnb,
yeah.
Everything is happening, everything is popping, and I'm like, okay. Reserve, cool. And then I was like, I'm selling my ticket. I was like, yeah, wah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
always wah. The case. Always the case, I'm telling you. You always get lit and excited, and then you got a bit of money, like, you know what? Budget is using, let me buy this ticket. And you buy the ticket. And then when it's close to the time, you're like, transport. Accommodation.
Alcohol.
Food. Ah. No.
And then, especially when you're going to be driving.
Yeah.
Petrol is expensive.
Petrol is expensive, dog.
It's really expensive. Aisham, I was like.
I think that's the one thing that's stopping me from traveling a lot.
Me too.
You guys guess.
Me too.
Oh God!
Nandikalela nje uyovis tela umuntu that's like less than 10 kilometers away. Gelo xesha in Queenstown, my sister lives like 12 kilometers away, and I'm like, I want to be there. I want to see the baby. I'm not even there for her. You know,
any day, guys, we'll go see you, Abu.
We'll even go like twice a day.
Straight up, straight up,
twice a day. But hey, here in PE. Oh, dude, when you live in a city, it's so different.
Yeah,
you have to, even going out for lunch, you have to think, okay, you know what? Petrol first.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, tomorrow I'm going to be going to Green Acres because I need something.
Yo.
And you're like, okay, as you don't, let's postpone the lunch for when I go to Green Acres. I always put things together, me.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
You can't just go out for one thing.
For one thing?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
And even if there's a store run or whatever, My mom always says, no, Aviva, we need... I'm like, Yima, I'm going to go with two because that's when I'm going to be going to end up with it. Yes. No, guys.
It's so hard. It's so hard. And I think the messed up thing is that we drive like big cars.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. With the diesel and all. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Dude, I remember driving to Queenstown. When was it? Yesterday. 2 days ago. I poured, I think it was about 800 gas, diesel. When I got to Queenstown, it was finished.
I couldn't believe it. I looked.
Finished.
I was supposed to go to spa and I was like, hey boy, let this leap. You can't.
It was finished. It was done. That, and I wasn't even driving fast when I was going home. Because I was like, you know what? Just going to bump my music.
And I miss just take my 0.9.
Yeah, understand?
I miss my 0.9
I
petrol.
I miss my 1.4. But even 1.4, don't play no more.
No, don't play. Don't play. I miss my 0.9 petrol little car.
Hey, man.
Hey, but the one time that car just, it actually showed me flames, hey? I couldn't believe it.
What happened?
I went to the garage. Landi Oba, the next day you're going to be leaving. Okay. Wamba, like, for a long trip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're like, okay, no. Tonight,
yeah.
And then there's this this airlock thing,
yeah,
that I don't understand. So we went to the garage and we're like, okay, no, pull for $600.
Sure.
Pull for $600. And then I was like, hey go.
Which one?
How many liters is this car? Is it 40 liters? Is it 45 liters? Why in at it? And it, you know, it doesn't get to the full part because with my car, it gets to the full part and it goes over a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you know that, okay, no, it's full to the brim, sure. You know. But then it didn't go to the brim.
Okay.
It wasn't going. And then they're like, okay, no, let's go 7, 8. And I was like, ay, whoa. What's happening?
Yeah.
What's happening? And then the guy's like, but I got called. I'm like, no. The problem is, and then it was like 9 and I was like, Cut.
No.
No, guys. And it was, okay, Chalipa, go F.
Yeah.
Full. But then it didn't go over and I was like, okay, no, it's fine. Yeah, I guess. But it stayed there for a while, for a while, because I think it's the airlock.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. This is why you'll find that like taxi drivers even shake their taxis.
They wanted to put it on a little step thing and then shake my little car. They were going to topple it over.
No, man, they weren't. Dude.
It's smooth, that car. No, guys, you can't do that. They're going to topple it over. Imagine. Imagine toppling a car over. It's our new song, man.
There's that thing. Yes, and then the petrol goes into the...
I understand, but then when they start shaking it, it's not a quantum, guys. Oh, my car is half of a quantum.
It's not even half, dog.
It's half.
You drive a very small car, though.
But it's fine.
It's enough. It's not for you, my man.
It's not for me and my daughter. It's fine. And it's Kiko.
It's really snuff. You can tell that we're looking at the car right now, right?
Can we just talk about something else? Yeah. Like, this car situation. This
we're talking about rocking the daisies, dude. And I think it was a beautiful event. I think maybe one day we should go.
I think we should. I'd like the one in Cape Town. I didn't know they were.
I'd like the one in Cape Town as well. Joburg is very rough, man.
You say so, but you used to go to Joburg.
I know, but you know, not to things like that. Okay. We used to do the whole setting of like a cabana.
Okay.
And then we get there. We used to chill out with Umusha. So we used to chill like song.
Okay.
And he used to get us into VIP and all of that. So no one would bug us and all of those kind of things. Mm. So that's the vibe. That's what we used to do. Events though. No.
Mm.
And then we used to do prize with the chelles and all of that. Nothing hectic. We've never been to an event or, you know, proper clubbing like your booth sentient and all of it now. Cubana, where we know that Aguzofika's artists and all of those kind of things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, So that's what we used to do. Joburg, on the other hand, it's not exactly too bad. It's not bad. Depends where you go.
But yeah, I think any place, though. Yeah, it depends where you go.
There's a whole lot of fun, though. Whole lot of fun. But
Cape Town any day.
Yeah, definitely. You know, in Cape Town, you don't even have that thing where you're like, ish, thinking a lot. You know, I think in Joburg, if there was a Rand, and we went to Rand's,
we
wouldn't have gone. But the time we went to Rand's in Cape Town, there was AKA, and man, it was amazing. It was really nice.
I knew Kwainto Bana Kuye AKA. I was like, you know what? This is different. This is different. And when we got there, it was so organized.
Yeah.
I'm talking entrance and everything. And then when we got there, they said, Ahman, you could have come in the during the day.
Yeah.
I think during the day we just
have a bit of meat and all
They were like, no, you would have enjoyed it during the day. Are you guys from here? And we're like, no, we're not even from here. We're from Queenstown and all of that. And then that guy's like, oh my goodness, people all the way from Queenstown. And I was like, no, we just came here for a little bit of a, you know, chill out.
Yeah. Wind down.
Wind down type thing. And then he was like, why? As long as you guys enjoy, at least dinifikile, enjoy. And I was like, you get in through this first security gate, the second one. And then some other guy was like, okay, so there's the bar. I think that guy from the beginning was like, okay, these ones, they don't know where they're going. But just show them.
Yeah.
There's the bar, whatever. You're going to sit there and whatever. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. This is so nice. I don't think you're paying attention.
I think the fact that we actually bought tickets at the CompuTicket.
Yeah.
That's certified everything. Yes. Like, you guys are going to be safe. Everything is going to be fine.
So I was so happy with it. Even, I mean, there was no crime.
I think, dude, the one thing that you should, like, when you see Aban Basekomani going to, because we close to Aban Basekomani, you know?
Yeah.
We're all family there. It's all like, it's all love. When you start seeing people Basekoman Besienda we need, then you know, but you know what? It's all good.
We're safe in Yan, because what other place? Oh, in Durbs they used to go to Ayati.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
But in Joburg,
there's no place in Joburg where you can say Aban Bakuti Bayatadu Yapa.
Because Abandu Bayekapa, it's always they go to Rands.
They always go to Rands, take a picture by the green turf.
Yeah, with the big R.
Yeah, with the big R. And then, there's no other places that I've really seen or heard of.
Oh, but when we went to Durban, we went to Max's Lifestyle. Yeah. Oh, my word. Oh, that is another place. Dude, it is so nice. Yeah. It is like, it reminded me of not Rants.
Mzoli.
Mzoli was too busy. Mzoli kwaku busy, man. And we were young then.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I don't even remember.
We were young then. Kwaku busy, man. And Mzoli was kwanga tengiswa's drinks or whatever. Max's is exclusive.
Yeah.
And it's, you can see that. So means it's like,
yeah.
Do you get what I mean? We went there during the day and it was very quiet. It was a Friday. We went there on a Friday and we were just chilling with you. And it was that I'm about to tell. So it wasn't that we were there for Bumnand. We were there waiting for people to go to where we were going. So it was nice. I looked around and it was beautiful. And when I went there, I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
But then after I was like, "Hey man,
come on now, this is the place."
"No man, I was there." And then everyone was just taking pictures and whatever, and I was like, "I just didn't get it." And I think I was also nervous because it was the first time driving in Durban.
Oh yeah.
And it was just me and mom, and we were like, "Yay!"
Yeah, but Durban's not that hectic though.
It's not, shame, yes. It's really not that hectic. But I don't get it.
Exactly. It's not the kind of place that you would just go for holiday. You know? It's because we've always done the whole Cape Town thing. I think maybe that's why. We're really not used to Durban.
But tell me something. Like, okay, when you go on holiday with your parents, you go to different places.
Yeah.
But when you go with your friends or like me and you, yeah, then we go to our places. Because I remember we didn't have the same experience when we went to Cape Town.
Without the Reds.
Because we will go to Table Mountain, V&A Waterfront, Dun Dun. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But then when we were there, we went to Long Street.
First time getting lit at the mall. First time.
We went to Long Street. Yeah. We went to, we didn't go to Mojo Market, right?
No, we didn't do Mojo. It was Long Street, Rand's, and a couple of restaurants that we haven't been to with the
Rand's. Yeah, with the parents.
Because they feel like whenever we go to like a restaurant, there mustn't be background.
And understandably so, because they're old.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't be doing that. I shame. But I get it. But Durban, I just don't get. I don't know. When you get into, I'm sure when you get into Joburg as well, you're like, okay, Joburg starts here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When you get into Cape Town, you're like, okay,
This is where
it starts. If you come into PE, it's the factories that stink.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? But when you get into Durban, you're like, okay, and guy has not figured
out. And
you're like, where am I?
Yeah.
And then my mom knows Durban very well. And she's like, okay, so singing. Like, oh, and you're like,
When? Yeah.
Well, where's town? Mm-hmm. Where's the main street? I want to see where the main street is.
It's really weird, man. It's really weird. I don't know, man. It is nice. We went to a very nice place where we were booked at. That was
nice. That is far from town.
Yeah, I understand.
Where was it? It was
Pebbleview.
Pebble Beach.
Oh.
It's near the casino.
What? No. I got it all wrong. What's the casino again?
It's actually Durban. Umienika Sorisha. Neshezpa.
Do you watch, whoa, talking about that, do you watch
of Cape Town?
Yes, of Cape Town.
No, oh hell no. I watched one episode and I was like,
God, they were dragging the host of the reunion.
Oh my word, I saw on Twitter.
That was funny. That was really funny.
Who was the host?
Who was that guy? And then, V was it 222? I'll check him now. But they were dragging him. Everyone just wanted Fat Joe, bruh. They wanted Fat Joe.
The Real Housewives of Cape Town really bored me. I didn't understand. What was the criteria for getting them onto the show? Because I understand. Ababase Durban, I understand.
Yeah.
I truly do. Sorisha.
It was Vusi Twala. Do you know Vusi Twala?
Oh, my word. Baby, I'm tatapi.
We'll post a picture there.
I
don't know, dog.
Hi, man. Gulam do I SAPC? Jello.
No, everyone was like,
continuity presenter. Was it that? Yes, couple of us. As a presenter. Hi, man. I was couple of presenters. SAPC 1.
It has been,
bruh. As presenters. Okay, so now we're going to be getting right into Bold and the Beautiful. I'm serious. I'm serious.
No.
I'm serious. My uncle Sutwala was.
Okay. Yeah, no, he looks whack though. He really does.
Violet Reds.
Yeah. I can tell his pictures, yeah.
Nah, Let me see.
He looks whack.
I'm sorry.
He looks really whack.
Okay, I don't want to see his face.
You'll love when we're done.
I know that name though.
Got a young picture with Tabooty here. Yeah.
What does he do now? Besides the hosting gig that he got.
I really don't know where they got him. Yo, everyone was slamming him on Twitter.
Oh, I saw. But I remember someone saying something about SAPC.
Yeah.
Nanklo Putwasa SAPC.
Everyone was just pissed off. Akiri Fat Joe, yo, Fat Joe can, like, he really, really kills the presenting thing.
Fat Joe is controversy.
That's what people want.
He is controversy.
It sells, dude. It really
I don't
sells.
Like Fat Joe.
You don't like him? Why?
I would change as a person. Now, you must understand one thing about me, ne?
Yeah.
I will dig deeper. I want to know you as a person. Like, John Paul choosing them tandem, na guys.
Mm-hmm.
I like her because...
What happened between her and Zinle?
Yeah, was but pissed. Yeah, what? She's human.
Yeah.
Yeah, was but pissed. I like her. Sometimes in life, you let loose. Even if composed, Ganjani, you let loose and you like, you run your mouth, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
And Upel Tusi, we are hands alone.
Yeah.
And Aka.
No, life be like that sometimes.
Exactly.
You have to
be, even if
you
you're
have
a celebrity.
To be human. At the end of the day, we're human. You
we
know?
Are human. Yeah, when Upel Tusi. Ufeto, animtan man, Ufeto, I think Ufeto, everything that he does, he does it for the controversy behind him.
It's
every single thing. Even if you wanna la, what we book la interview economic chi?
Yeah, a lot of times. It sells, man. It really sells,
Landolea. Man, like.
But Kanuk is one of the people, one of the pioneers of radio in South Africa.
I get it.
You know,
but
he has to.
But he's not. You want humility, ka DJ Fresh?
Yeah.
You can just hear it. Kwa kui lizwi like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Fat Joe, I don't like that arrogance, haughtiness.
Yeah.
Now I'm all about humility. Be humble, and you've got me.
Yeah.
Got me, Shem. I don't know what happened between Zinhle and Pearl Tusi, but it was like.
It looks nasty though.
But it looks nasty, ne? But bona bayayas, and also the friends around them, they know, because Uzinhle always has people around her.
Yeah.
Uzinhle always has,
that colored Muzi. Guy. Yeah.
Muzi.
Is that the manager or what? That colored guy?
The Indian.
Oh, he looks colored. I don't know.
Indian. And the other one is colored. And the other one is Indian as well, I think.
Yeah.
But Bazi business partners and also e-managers.
Okay.
So.
Oh, they all own ERA.
No, they don't own ERA. But I think they're managing. They help her. They're helping her to manage.
I think Uzinhle is the girl that she thinks she is.
She is.
She's
works,
killing it, hey?
She works very hard. Now on Instagram, I just saw that she has a WhatsApp number where you can actually get ERA.
Okay.
I remember Gogo ERA wa iqala bethuna. I really loved Uzinhle. I loved her from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It was more you go into the website and then you order there.
Okay.
But then now she took it further. Uber Eats. Now she took it further. WhatsApp.
Ooh.
So you can Uber Eats it, or you can WhatsApp, and it was WhatsApp. You can
Uber Eats sunglasses now.
Yes.
And watches and everything.
Yeah. You are using the shame. And what one thing I like about her, she's brought her family into the business.
Nice.
Her brothers, they're part of the business. They're part of the furniture business as well.
She does furniture as well.
Yes.
Yo.
And she's got a flatlet in Joburg, where she does an Airbnb. Pakla Airbnb, Ufaki Boulevard. Jonga Uzinhle is the girl she thinks she is.
Yeah, no totes, bruh.
Aye, Shem.
She's killing it.
She is killing
she's
it.
She's killing it. She's yo.
Aye, she's
and then
killing
with
it.
Murder bongs.
Aye, okay.
Are they murdering it now?
Aye, they're murdering it now. Yo,
aye,
they can murder it.
They're murdering it now.
Hi, Jonga Abayana. They are, I think they're the power couple now.
Yeah.
They're the power couple. And I love their love. They're not, it's real.
It's not in your face like, yo.
Yeah. And Umurda, I love him. He is cool, calm, and collected. Akana Klashale, Black Motion. I love Black Motion.
Yeah, true.
They're very,
I love them too.
They're very calm people.
But what happened with the whole split thing? Was it true or not?
It is true, but it's not that they split. They're just working independently as well.
Okay.
But Black Motion still exists.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But they're not going to have any music anytime soon.
Oh, okay.
But Umurda is traveling like crazy.
Yeah, no, he's a big deal. He's really a big Queenstown entertainment industry. Dude.
It's lit, bruh.
Bro.
It's lit.
Bro.
It's lit.
Bro.
It's bro. Lit. I've seen it lit.
Dude. No man, is Eko Putri.
John, I haven't been there yet. Ah, I'm a dude. Like, why? Okay. Okay.
Mm.
Okay, we passed there.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Saturday. Not last week, the week before. Remember we said we were gonna go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We passed there.
Nothing was happening that Saturday.
Oh, but it was full.
It was packed, though.
It was packed, man. Yeah. When was the last time you actually saw that street like that?
Dog. 2000 and... Not even then, dog. 9.
What are you trying to say about yourself?
8.
What are you trying to say about yourself?
That I've been in these streets. Nah, Tokyo, it's been a very, very long time since we've seen those streets packed like that. Like,
it's nice, whatever they are doing.
Dude.
It is nice, they bring it back.
They really, talk about reviving something from the dead. Oh, no. No.
Okay, do that take care.
Yeah, no, okay.
Ah.
No.
Hi. Okay. Don't cut that part out. Hi. Yeah, hi.
Hey, hi.
Hey. You? No way. No.
Ah, dude. Anyway, okay, cool. I feel like whatever is being done with the place, dude, it's on a totally different level.
Yeah.
And I thank the guys that put the place on social media. Yabo?
Yes, especially those ones, because now it has a following.
Yes. They've marketed that place.
And yes. Come in, and I was like, okay. But now,
I think it's the owner of Sundays in Queenstown, definitely.
Let's give them a round of applause,
dude. Mm. It's amazing what they're doing with the place. The Labs, shout out to you. It's crazy, man. Like, totally love.
Caseful?
totally love what you're doing with the place. Love the partnership that you've got going on with the family, because I saw that you've got everyone involved in everything that's happening.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, man.
It's a beautiful place. It's a lovely space.
Yeah.
And it's very safe. It's very safe.
Very safe.
Most importantly.
Well.
And everyone was so happy to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the foam of.
I saw videos, I saw pictures. It's amazing, man. It's really amazing. I don't have anything to critique. Nothing. It's amazing. Yeah. Let's just grow the place. Every Sunday, guys, Kwanomene is Eko Putri. That's where it's at. Saturdays, you know who's holding you down. Yeah, man. I saw you guys there in town by the hospital with Abo MacG and all of them. Abo Sheikh Mukwebo. Hey, you guys. Which one? But you guys never turned out this bar. But why didn't they turn out that much, bruh?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
They didn't turn out, man. Like the way I expected them to. I think maybe it's the fact that, like, oh, Mac, Ben's doing his wife.
Yeah.
Ben's doing his wife.
And also, Mac, they're not very famous in Queenstown.
Yeah.
They're not. I know that. He can't make a statement. It's like a bus theater, man. And people in Queenstown were not really happy about it. Yeah, bo. I usually comment a lot, I think, on Twitter. Episodes, Zabo, and all of that. And people engage with me on Twitter. And it's never a bus at Queenstown.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't think Urban Muslim Queens, now they're really into that podcast and chill thing. So, and all McBackers. So, yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know, well, actually, you know what?
Just leave it.
Let me just leave it. Let me just leave it. But man, we're super proud of what's happening in Queenstown back at home.
Yeah.
So much happening, so much growth in the entertainment industry.
And I know there's a, it's apparently Forbidden Fruit season 1, episode 3 that's coming up now.
Yeah.
So yeah, watch out for that. I actually got it on a, I think it was a broadcast message from a business associate.
Oof.
Business associate. So, right. So yeah, I think it's going to be a thing. It's actually a thing. And they own it, bro.
Yeah.
They own it.
Forbidden Fruit has been around for a while, though.
Mm.
You know, it's been around for a while. I think Bikala Glonyaka. And then we also have Famous Friends coming up close to the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, so they coming again. I think the last one that they hosted wasn't as planned out properly, you know.
Mm.
But definitely the one that's coming, I think. I think it's going to be bringing heat. So there's a lot to look forward to in the entertainment industry that in that way. And
I think we should also, you know, it's nice to attend some gigs.
Yes, definitely. No, we will be attending a
especially
couple
when
of
you're
gigs.
In Queenstown.
Yeah, no, we will be attending a few gigs as well. Like, just to come see what's happening. So we talk about things that we actually experience.
And also, we get to engage with people as well.
Yes,
I want to engage. I'm really excited about that.
But dude, did you realize that when we were in Queenstown, everyone was talking about the round table, like, hey, can you see it?
You know, I love that. Although I'm actually quite shy about it.
Yeah.
Because most of the time I'm in my element, I'm just doing things right now. And then when we're done recording, when we stop.
Yeah.
I'm just back to being everywhere and just being my normal self. But then when you see me in Queenstown, and most of the time I'm working and I'm busy and I'm doing things, and someone just says, ah, YouTube! And I'm like, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
And my mom says, dude, you must get used to it.
Yeah.
You must get used to it. Because people are obviously watching.
Yeah.
A lot of people will say, oh, YouTube, oh, Planetinanga episode. Someone said we must interview someone. And I was like, okay. So we come back and we report to each other. Bye.
Yeah. YouTube. That's when you know that you're doing something good, bro. When random people like in town, YouTube, you know?
Mm-mm.
Like, hey, when are YouTube? Even if I got you, yo, round table. Hey, when are YouTube? It means doing something right. Yeah, well. So I'm proud of that and I'm happy about that. And, you know, we will have those days where we're like, hey, dude, we drop on a Monday, on a Tuesday instead of a Monday. Because we've got other things to do, you know?
Yeah, we've got
other things
schedules
to do.
Schedules there too, they clash.
Very, very busy as well, you know? Because we're sitting in Sepai and then 2 minutes later, I'm driving to Queenstown because our businesses are just set up like that, you know?
Yeah.
But there will never be a time where without us dropping.
Yeah.
No. It will never be over a week where we don't drop. Because literally, we always aim to be at the same place at the same time. So we can actually sit down, plan things, and actually drop something for you guys. Because you guys are top priority as well.
Yeah.
So y'all ain't got to worry about that. We will always be around. And if anyone has questions, anyone has anything, you can hit up our viewer in the DM or hit me up or email us because everything is down on the description below. Comment, like, subscribe, all of those things. We are here just for your entertainment. Yeah, man.
Yes, I think that was the signature.
That was us closing, right?
The boss just said, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, guys, there's nothing else I can say.
Yeah, I think it's been about an hour and 20 minutes now. So, yeah, and it even didn't feel that way because we miss it so much.
I know. I was talking about it the whole time. I was like, the podcast. My mom was just watching reruns of the podcast.
I saw that she actually got us to... the previous video, dude, why could let's talk about that. The previous video, someone actually hit me up and was like, hey, dude, your lighting on the previous video, because we were shooting it at night. Because I was scared once again, Galoko, and it didn't need a shouter.
Okay.
A shouter. So I was like, okay, yes, you know, we need to drop. And then I dropped it, and then people started watching. And then I saw, and then this guy hit me up, was like, yo, you're lighting. And I was like, no, no. And then I was like, you know what? Let me take it down. Took it down, did my young magic, poof. Uploaded it again, and then that's why it's that's why there was so much confusion as to, hey, where's the video? Where's the video? Because all of, yeah, I know everyone was asking me, where's the video? And I had a problem with it because it was stuck, and I had to email YouTube, and YouTube got it back on for me. And yeah, now it's on. Please go watch episode 4, episode 5 about to drop in a couple. Let's go. Anyway, guys, I think that's about it, man. We don't have much to talk about right now. I think we actually killed the show.
Yeah, we did. I think we talked about everything.
Talked about a whole lot.
A whole lot, yes. Yeah, guys, stop saying, like, in town, stop saying that my laugh is loud. Guys, stop.
Someone actually wanted us an autograph.
No, guys, like, I don't
know.
That was
embarrassing, and, you know, it made you quite shy. I saw. I really saw.
But no, guys, I think it was a joke. Like, yeah, let's just keep it 100, guys.
People are seeing potential, dog.
Let's just keep 100, please. Mm-hmm. Keep it real, but I will not stop laughing.
Definitely,
this is my laugh.
Definitely. Anyway, shout out to you guys. Thank you for tuning in. We are out. Roundtable boom.